Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, July 10th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. A few updates for today, starting with macOS High Sierra. Apple released version 10.13.6 yesterday, alongside iTunes 12.8, which includes AirPlay 2 support. The new version handles stereo HomePod pairs much smoother, and audio streaming performance is improved, thanks to lower latency that accounts for Wi-Fi interruptions. Still no system-wide AirPlay 2 support, however, so you can't use stereo HomePods for Mac speakers yet. The new iTunes is also available on the latest beta version of macOS Mojave for developers. And Apple has added Google Hire John Giannandrea to its leadership page, giving him the title Chief of Machine Learning and Artificial Intelligence at Apple. Giannandrea reports directly to CEO Tim Cook, according to the page, and Sirius moved from Craig Federighi to Giannandrea as part of the hire. Siri only recently moved to Federighi from Eddie Q. And if you saw rumors that Apple may be buying 1Password, the report that made this suggestion isn't quite accurate. AgileBits was quick to tweet that it has no plans to be acquired, calling the rumors, quote, completely false. Also on the site today, we've got Microsoft's newest iPad competitor called the Surface Go. Frankly, after 6 years, I'm starting to have trouble knowing the differences between each model. But the new model starts at $399 and has a 10-inch screen. And Michael Stieber has published an interesting look at how iPhone app design has evolved over the last 10 years for some of the major apps to launch on the App Store a decade ago. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.